Look to the right. Here where it curves left, Lee describes New Garden Road as a long lane with high curved fences on either side of the road. It most likely runs where the median is today. Open farm fields must be on either side, which would explain the fences. In those days, ranchers could allow their animals to roam freely under state law, so farmers had to put up fences to protect their crops. Lee's cavalry and herdsmen retire to this point after Hurd's exchange of volleys with the British pickets. Though unclear from the records, it seems that Lee has some of his men form lines within the lane near here. Look left down New Garden Road. The green-coated cavalry of Tarleton appears in the distance, sees the small force here, and attacks at a gallop. However, it cannot maneuver thanks to the fences, and the Whigs drive him off. A second attack fails as well, and then you hear thundering hooves from the other direction. Lee has ordered his horsemen, also in green coats, to charge. They may have started from past the fences on the far side of the road because he mentions them wheeling right before attacking. The men in the lane take the point, the front of the attack, as all open fire and charge. Some of Tarleton's men fall immediately. As the British try to turn around and retreat, Lee says most of those in front are knocked off their horses and some are taken prisoner, with no casualties among his men. Tarleton retreats back to the shortcut and main action described earlier at the meeting house. Lee's force passes back this way after the fight at the crossroads, followed by the entire British army. If you are visiting the Guilford battlefield next, just turn right and follow them. Regardless, continue down to the audio clip under Casualties.